Oh, look at us. We got Gigi, we got Sissy Joanne, Addie, fucking Nacho Joe Taylor. We got Mia, Working 101, and Hashik. Just kidding. I don't know how to say that.
Recording. We got a recording in there too.
That's Craig. We call that Craig. Yeah. Oh, okay. Our little Craig Panther. Welcome, it's everybody. Hey. Oh, we got Miss Bianca.
Yes.
Invite her to speak.
Here we go.
Hello, Bianca.
Viola, got too.
Viola's here. Look at that. Oh,
yes.
Hooray.
Fantastic.
Welcome, welcome.
Let's go ahead and do a round robin. So let's start with Harper. Take it away.
This is Mistress Harper, your host of For School Adult Sex Education. For School is a live podcast that airs Sunday evening to 8 to midnight. Wow. 11 to midnight on the East Coast, 8 to 9 on the West Coast. I know what time is. Fuck it. We ball. Let's see. I have a blog, fetishphonesexblog.com. I'm awesome. You should definitely talk with
me. You are awesome, but you know what? You're also just a little bit low.
Yeah.
The computer keeps fucking with my goddamn microphone.
I know.
Sound a little bit like you're in a bucket, my dear. But you did it a second ago. In the other meeting, you were just fine, but now you sound like you're in a bucket.
Is this better?
Oh, so much better. So much better. Go ahead and give him the details again.
Fucking computer. Technology has just been a fucking cunt ass bitch from fucking hell. Cock sucking titty bitch.
I'm Harper. See what you really mean.
I'm the host of your live adult sex education podcast, Whore School, that airs every Sunday from 11 to midnight on the East Coast. It's 8 to 9 on the West Coast. Figure out your own fucking time zone. It's not my problem. You can join it and try to distract me. Don't worry. It's easy to do. I'm very distractible. I also have a blog, fetishphonesexblog.com. I'm awesome. You should talk to me, and I promise I only cuss at you if you ask me to. Or if I'm pissed. There.
Very nicely done. Miss Krista, what about you?
Well, I'm Miss Krista. I am also the Mistress of the Month this month. You can find me at phonesexfetishblog.com. And be looking there. There's going to be some new artwork and some new blogs really soon.
Definitely. Very good. And welcome, Roberta and Demi Owns Me. I saw you guys sneak in there. Kitty's here, too. And so is Tiger Voice. And Cece. Oh, look at you guys. All right. And let's hear from Mistress Hadley.
Hello and welcome. I don't have my blog up and running yet, but I have taken over Miss K. Marie's and Miss Harper's, and Some Dom Fridays has one, so you can see what I do with words, get a little taste of that. And when I do have a blog, I will be located in a URL sort of way at iwilldominateyou.com.
So fucking perfect.
Stay tuned for that. I love it. I couldn't believe it
was
available.
Perfect for you.
So excited. So excited. Yes. It's probably too late at this point since we have like 27 hours left, but I got a new thing up in the assignment shop to do a glamour snap, wherein you can have a photographer, while you pose and model as opposed to selfies at the end of your arm or running back and forth across the room trying to get your head in the right position. So check those out if you're interested in having a little bit. There's basic and premium and deluxe and ultimate and all that, 60 or 30 minutes. Very excited about it. Very getting very good response. So looking forward to that. That's all. Thanks. Glad to be here.
Booyah. We're always happy to have you. And why don't we go to Miss Viola? Hi. Oh, I don't know if you're speaking. I can't hear you. No? Okay.
See? I'm not the only one with tech issues.
You aren't.
Or I finally passed the torch. So.
Oh, you sound like you've been hoping to pass the torch. Look at you. Poor Viola. What did she ever do to you?
I'm pretty sure she's the one who gave it to me in the first place. So.
How?
We'll just call this turnabout. Returning
That's
the favor.
So funny.
Hot potato. No.
All right, let's go to Miss Bianca.
Hello. Hi. Hello, everybody. Welcome. 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 I just want to say that I have a new profile up at Body Worship 101 and Sphinx by Phone. And so go check those out. And it's kind of those things I love. And I'm working on a Coach Come Eating profile this week. So
exciting.
Yeah. Some of y'all tonight.
Very good. Excellent. We're going to have a good time tonight. And Miss K Marie, last but not least.
Hey everyone, happy Friday. I'm Miss K Marie, your mistress of more and your mistress after hours. I'm also the host of Happy Hour on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. And unlike Miss Harper, I say fuck a lot for no reason whatsoever. I use that word like it's confetti and just kind of sprinkle it everywhere.
Well,
that's
fuck.
I joined in and yeah, that's what I heard. So I was like, oh, are we not supposed to do that?
No, we're allowed to do that. You can pass.
I was like, oops, I missed that memo. And I'm also in the hot seat tonight. So I'm like, warming my tushy up.
Excellent.
So I got no panties on, so it's going to be bare ass warm. So here we go. Thank you for having me.
And I saw Miss Viola sneak back in. Want to test your mic.
Hi, guys. Technical. Can you hear me?
We can. So nice to have you, Viola. I know, technical issues. Is it Mercury retrograde?
Yes.
I tried looking it up. Is it?
There's a full moon, I think.
Oh.
Yes.
Or was it the full moon just end? It was something like that.
The full moon was Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Don't make me add Astrobot to this surfer because I absolutely will. Did I already add it? Let me look.
What does Astrobot do?
No, I did not add it yet. It gives you astrology charts.
Oh, nice. Nice, nice.
Mm. Oh, we need that.
I have to say, I agree with Sitting Bull in the chat. The only word better than fuck is cunt for swearing, in his opinion.
Yes.
And it's so true. I love calling, very specifically, I love calling men cunts. I do.
Ooh,
I just, it just warms my little petty heart.
You know, cunt is an acronym, cunts. Right?
Say it again.
It's an acronym. Can't understand normal thinking.
That's right. That's right. I'm having a cunt summer.
LDW Blair.
Oh, no, we don't. Do we really? Oh, fuck yeah. Blair, we just invited you. Yeah, what's up? Say hello to everyone if you want. I don't know if you're speaking right now, but you're muted.
Yeah.
Speak to us.
Press the Press the button. Go ahead, press the button. It's okay.
I dare you.
You come back to us. You come back to us. All right. So tonight, oh, she can press your button, Bianca. You're so naughty. Mm-hmm. I've spoken to Blair. I like her voice. She can press my button too.
Okay.
But tonight,
because I like you guys, but we've added the new bot.
Oh, nice. Fun.
What'd we add?
Astrobot. Right.
Oh, okay.
Fun, fun, fun. I am putting a link in the chat right now, which is going to be our activity for tonight. So it is a gender role test. If everyone can go ahead and click into it. All right. And what I figure we can do is do a little round robin. And so we're going to start out together. And audience, you are most invited to follow along. I'm interested to see, considering that we are all a bunch of gender benders, what the results are going to come up with. So everybody answer just as your most instinctive answer, and we'll see how it comes out. So the first question is, what is your preferred way to celebrate a friend's birthday? Organize a competitive game night, plan a heartfelt surprise with thoughtful gifts, or just hang out, no specific plans needed. I'm a gameaholic, you guys. I fucking love games, so I'm planning the game. And Miss Krista, why don't you do the next one?
All right. You just got home from work. How do you unwind? Hit the gym or go for a run? Call a friend or family member to catch up? Sit quietly and read or watch TV? Well, I guess it would be hit the gym or go for a run, but in my case, it would be swimming.
Perfect. Well, I like how active you are. What about Miss Harper? Take us away, Miss Harper.
How do you deal with a flat tire on your way to a meeting? Do you change it yourself without much fuss? Call someone and use the time to comfort others who may be affected by your delay, or call for roadside assistance and calmly wait. I'm going to call for help and sit there and wait for them to come and fix my tire because...
Number two is a bitch answer. Call and right? comfort other people. No offense if you answered that. Oopsie, but I'm just saying, like, if I'm in the middle of a crisis, I'm not calling people to be like, I'm so sorry, are you affected by my crisis? Yeah, not no. for me.
I'm sorry, I'm in a crisis.
No, yeah, no. I'm calling to tell you that I'm going to be late, but other than that, I'm like, no, it's...
Yep.
No.
But you know, it made a whole plan. And I can change my own tire, but... People
right, I can, but I don't want to.
Exactly.
Why do you think I pay for shit? Yeah, why do you think I pay for shit?
Exactly. Miss Hadley, why don't you take the next one?
Ow.
You see a child lost and crying in a mall. What do you do? Take charge and alert mall security. Comfort the child and wait with them until help arrives. Make an announcement over the mall's PA system.
I'd be on that PA in a flat fucking heartbeat. Yeah, hey, somebody come over here and get your kid.
There's a child right here.
You got a problem. It's not mine. Somebody else deal with this.
The issue is that they usually keep that button behind a door someplace.
Yeah.
So that would, I used to work at a Walmart back in the day, and I used to, my favorite thing would be at the end of the night, like, we're now closed. Get out.
Yes, back in college. Attention, yep. Walmart shoppers. The store has been closed for 5 minutes. Get out.
I can see both of you guys, smart asses, doing that.
Yeah, in real life, Bianca. Probably alert mall security, but whatever. Make an announcement. Miss Bianca.
Miss Bianca, to the next one.
Okay, how do you usually handle disagreements with your partner? Oh, God. Lay down the facts to make your point. Try to understand your partner's feelings. Or disagree. Oh, God. It's my way or the highway. So. Was I muted?
Word.
No, you're not muted. You're here.
Okay. Yeah, lay down the facts to make my point. I mean, these are the reasons I'm right. And why?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Same. I'm laying down the facts. I love it. Ms. Viola, why don't you take the next one? Oh, are you there?
Tech issues again, huh?
Tech issues. Them damn tech issues. All right. Why don't we have... Say it again, Bullet. Or,
yeah, I always say the first it's always the trickiest. It'll be okay.
Viola, we hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a little bit choppy.
Computer is
my computer. It is. It's all choppy.
Yeah.
We're sorry.
This computer is windy. So what kind of do you... What movies? It's from Indies.
So what do you prefer? Oh, you're still breaking up a little bit. I'm so sorry. I want to hear you so desperately. I see her little ring is going and everything. But the question is, what kind of movies do you prefer? And if anyone cares, I selected action and suspense. Because that's how I roll. That's my jam. Why don't we see
murder mysteries or true crime?
Right? Oh,
come on!
I know, very limited. I know. Murder sluts. That's funny, Miss K Marie. Why don't you take the next one? Miss K. Marie? Poor Viola. I see Viola still trying to talk. I saw you. And Miss K. Marie, I can't hear you. Let's you see. Oh, I can hear you now. There she is.
There we go. Okay. How do you react when you see a spider in your room? Well, considering the fact that my exterminator calls me fucking Snow White, because everything comes to my house, kill it or take it outside, call someone else to deal with it, leave it, it's not harming you. Actually, I usually take it outside. Or kill it if it's in my gym space, because I have ones in my basement that growl at me. If it's in my gym space, because I have wolf spiders, like they growl at me. Yeah, oh, yeah. It's like
fuck a wolf fight spider.
Yeah,
oh, wolf spiders like, are cool. Might as well be a tarantula.
Yeah,
the fuckers
like
jump
you gotta
at
go
you.
Out- yeah, it. You got to go outside. We have rules here.
Damn near so, takes yeah, a 22 to kill one of those.
Yeah, like I mean, this thing's like the. I'm like, what are you eating? And they're like, all your good organic shit that you got upstairs. You got a whole fruit bowl upstairs, bitch. Mm. Yeah, that's what we're eating. We love you. And you got this bar down here. Go make me a sandwich.
All right. Let's see. Miss Blair, can we hear from you? Is she there? Can she unmute?
Oh, this is a good one. This one's a good one.
No? What about Miss Krista?
All right. You're at a party and you notice someone sitting alone. What do you do? Continue networking or talking to people you know. Approach them and strike up a conversation. Make a brief introduction, but don't linger. I would probably approach them and strike up a conversation just because that's the kind of person I am.
Right. That's the type of gal you are.
That's right. I don't like people being, you know, left out. I want them to enjoy the party.
CC's already done. Oh, Goddess Viola's already done, too. Goddess Viola is a gender bender. She's 99.13% male. Let's go with Miss Harper.
Your friend is going through a tough time. How do you help? Offer practical advice or solutions. Be a listening ear and offer emotional support. Or do something fun to distract them. I would ask them what would be most helpful to them. But that's not an option, so... listening ear. Boom.
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 All right, I'll take the next one. You're assembling a piece of furniture. What's your strategy? Straight up, I'm calling a friend. I'm calling a friend, and we're not doing it as a get-together. You're putting it together for me. And I could do it myself, but I don't fucking want to.
But Miss Becky, The real answer is not on there, which is assemble it with an Allen wrench, because that's how the world is put together.
Yes. For real. For real. The entire world is put together by an Allen wrench.
Yeah. We're all going to have surgery in a year with an Allen wrench, because that's like what's going to happen.
I would follow the manual. Because I'm a fucking grown up and I've seen people try to ring it. It's terrible.
Right?
You guys, true story. I had a friend set up a kitchen island for me just recently, and they set it up so that the bars that went in the back were in the front. And they tried to be like, listen, I'm just going to drill a hole through the back. No. And I was like, no, you're not going to just drill a hole through the back. We're taking it apart and we're putting it back together the right way. And
the
grudgingly.
The manual thing never works because it's either microscopic.
Oh, that was his complaint. Yes.
It's either microscopic or it's in a different language. It's never.
Or it just doesn't show you things like that. It just doesn't show you like the spots in the back until the very last step.
Oh, you by
know?
The way, you except did that all wrong. Take it apart and redo it. Step 11.
You guys,
take it all apart and start over.
You know you're supposed to read the manual before you start, right? Like you read the instructions.
Listen, I was going to tell him that, but he was already very frustrated.
Step one, RTFM.
Set all the materials out. Set up.
Yeah. Make sure you have all the parts. You got to read the instructions first. Make sure you understand what it's supposed to be saying. And then you do it. It's so
make
much easier.
Sure you have everything.
That's what you
mean. Well, they didn't send it in the box. Those bastards are in the wrong.
Somebody to assemble.
But don't you want to know before you get to the last?
True.
I want to know which of these answers is supposed to be the masculine answer and which one's the feminine answer.
I know, right? Actually, take the next one, Harper.
I think the manual is the feminine one.
Right? It's like, I do. Bring a map, read the manual.
You ever try to get a man to read the manual?
Yeah. All right. How do you typically make plans with friends? You set a time and a place well in advance. Keep it flexible and decide the details on the day. A mix of both, depending on the situation. There's only one correct answer, and the other two answers are completely incorrect and would cause me deep amounts of stress, angina, and agita, and I would pull my hair out. The correct answer is set a time and place well in advance and show up 15 minutes early. Do not be late.
Oh, no.
That's the correct answer.
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm absolutely a mix of both, depending on the
Me
situation.
Me too. Same.
Yeah. No.
Except for when she's co-hosting wrong. My show with me, and I'm just like, hey, here's a link. Join in.
Okay, I can be flexible sometimes, but...
if we're traveling to Europe, if we're traveling to Europe, obviously, we have to set it in advance. But if we're just having lunch tomorrow, you know... We can figure that out tomorrow.
I'll see you when I see you. Yeah. Miss Hadley, take the next one.
You have a free Saturday.
Hooray.
How would you spend it? Work on a personal project or hobby?
Ew.
Yeah.
It depends what that personal project is.
That's true. What that hobby is.
Yeah. To get together.
Or I heard work friends. And I was
that
like,
is my
Ew.
Hobby. Oh. Oh. How about we say advance a personal project or hobby? How about that? Enjoy a personal project or hobby. I like that better. Enjoy a personal project or hobby.
Yeah.
Host a get together or go out with friends. A balance of alone time and socializing. Oh, so apparently our options are none of the people, all of the people, or some of the people.
Yeah.
I'll probably take a balance. I recharge extroverting, but as I get older, I need less and less and less of that. So when I was in college, I was just with people all the time. I think since the pandemic, I've learned to just enjoy my me.
I'm the same.
This is a good excuse to be antisocial anyway.
I love the pandemic. I was like,
it wasn't bad, okay? Like, it was terrible, but there were parts of it that weren't bad, okay?
Yeah, right? I'll take the next one just because I think it's hilarious. What would you bring to a potluck dinner? Something
so
that showcases that your non-existent cooking skills? Something that you know is a crowd pleaser because you're a bitch? Or the obvious right answer, whatever is the easiest prepare or buy?
I'm a bitch. I would combine one and two.
I gotta show off my cooking skills.
Yeah.
I gotta.
That's not fair.
I gotta flex.
You can still do that.
I was raised with a Sicilian grandmother. I can cook.
Oh, you can? Oh, see?
I can cook my ass off. I don't need a recipe book or anything. I just walk in, grab some shit, and make food.
You guys, awesome. I bottomed to Hadley so hard. I just want everyone to know that. I'm straight her bottom.
I don't know. Every time I see her picture, I see a paddle behind her.
I love that.
I do. That piece of wood, every time I see it, I just see a paddle. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to behave.
You always show it.
That's so good.
Don't you always
Viola, you love cooking? Oh, that's good. I recently, you guys, I started the I started one of those meal prep companies. And of course, I had to go with Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg's. Because obviously, if you're going to do a meal company, there's only one you can choose. And that's obviously Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg's.
The one that comes with edibles for
dessert.
Yeah. Yes.
I fucking wish. I wish they sent me fucking ingredients for edibles. All right. So, Miss Krista, take us away.
A project deadline is coming up. How do you manage your time? Create a detailed plan and stick to it. Make sure everyone on the team is comfortable with the workload. Hell no.
Oh, fuck
that. Work intense as the deadline approaches. When it comes to that kind of stuff, I am a detailed-oriented bitch, so I've got to create a detailed plan and stick to it.
I love me a plan. When things go wrong in my plan, though, oh my god.
Oh. But it's good to have a layout.
Reality says first A, then C.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That is exactly where I went, but I decided on C because that is the realistic answer for me. Miss Hadley, why don't you take the next one?
How do you feel about public speaking? Comfortable and ready to lead?
We're all
nervous, but willing if it makes others happy. Indifferent. It's just something to get through.
That sounds like a winning answer.
That's my winning answer.
Yeah. There's no question. I'm a total attention whore. Pay attention to me. Yeah. Especially if I get to opine about things. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's awesome.
Oh,
I'm kind of surprised by my...
What did you get?
56.12. Female.
I'm 33.87 female and 66.13 male. I thought it would be a little 50-50.
I am 52.38% male and 47.62% female.
Yeah. How are you guys so girly? What the shit?
I'm only 33% female.
26.9.
Harper, you know why? Because you're a punctual bitch. You're a punctual bitch who sticks to a plan. And us hoes, we are instinctual and we cannot be tied to your petty plans.
Oh no, yes. I was all about that. That's the part I liked. It was the
That's
other
your male part.
I was the one that was sticking with the kid. I wasn't making announcements. I was all huggy because that was the MILF in me. I was like, no, sweetheart, I got you.
Viola got 99.13 male. Good grief.
I was all nurturing.
At that rate, Viola's got a dick.
No kidding.
I know, Viola.
It's not in her drawer. It's not
Let's
on the
Let's see what
Bianca
got. Yeah, Bianca got more female than male. Wow.
What?
I'm a dude, but I'm like very little dude-ish.
I can see 50.
I got a lot of broad in me too.
I think it's based on whether or not you're. I mean, I mean, blah 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 blah. Are you a people pleaser or a you pleaser?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the people pleaser one, the one in the middle, whatever the B answer was, that was a bitch. Yeah. Like, I was like, not, no, hell not. I know. Oh, you're distressed by my crisis? Oh, I'm so sorry.
No.
Yeah, so it just got me thinking about, like, gender roles and whatnot and, like, what we label as being in the masculine or what we label as being in the feminine. Like, what do you guys think, which answers got you pinged as a male over a female?
Don't make me try to remember what just happened. Like,
I think
my public speaking,
that right there sure. is part of the mail. Don't make me remember what we just did.
Well, it's Krista. I blame Krista. It's your fault with your gender fluid.
Oh, is it?
It's not. Mm. It's not my fault. It's your drink.
Well, that drink. You know, I kind of changed it a little bit. I put the 151 in there. It was just calling for Malibu rum.
Girl, put that in the memes channel, the media channel, so I can look at it again.
All right.
How'd you guys oh no! Wait, there it is. I just had to scroll up
there.
Pomegranate liquor, girl. I will not tell you how many shots of that I did.
Pomegranate liquor. That sounds good.
Mango schnapps, Bacardi rum, pineapple run, blue curacao, guava juice. Girl,
that's like total Disney drink right there.
The way you said drink it sounded like you wanted to fuck it. You were like, if that drink was a dick, it would be so far up your snatch right now.
The girl's got needs.
Absolutely.
Now, Sissy Joanne said, damn, I thought this was for sissies, but it seems like almost everyone here is more male than female. We had a couple of the mistresses come out more female, but a lot of us did fall to the more male. I figured we'd get some gender benders with some of the mistresses. Just because the nature of being a femdom is to be a little bit more assertive and, directive, which for better or worse seems to be aligned with the masculine. What other type of things are aligned with the masculine that you guys think that, like, you prefer?
My domestic side is real, like what people think is more fun, like where you were like, yeah, I don't cook and I'm gonna go buy something. I was like, no, I'm showing off my cooking skills and I'm gonna make sure everybody's happy and I want to plan stuff. And like, that makes me twitch where everybody's like, we'll just wing it. I'm like, no, we are scheduling the fuck out of this.
I like that. Yeah. So for me, I would almost think that the scheduling activities would be labeled masculine and cooking skills would be labeled feminine.
Yeah.
Like
the tire changing. Right. Say that again, Bianca.
I don't like the tire changing thing. Just because I can doesn't mean I want to, you know?
Right.
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 Yeah, I pay for somebody to come and do that shit. I ain't doing it.
Like, not for nothing, like the assembling furniture, huh?
I spend too much on my nails to be changing tires.
For real.
Exactly.
That's what I said.
And just so you guys know, the assembling furniture. So I took one of those vocational tests that has you measure your spatial abilities. Like, it gave you, I don't know, like the flat 2D version of what a 3D box would look like. And it would ask you, what would the shape look like if you put it together? I scored so fucking high on that. When it comes to putting together furniture, I can look at the directions and kind of envision how it's supposed to look. And I'm really, really good with it. However, the fuck if I'm going to do it? Like, I do not want to do it. I shall not.
But my thing is watching somebody do it and do it wrong. I'm like, no, I just want you to hold these two pieces right, so I can Allen wrench them.
Exactly. Oh my God.
Watching somebody else fuck up. Nails
and,
on a chalkboard.
Same.
Sometimes I won't. I'll literally get two chairs. And would rather have them hold two things together so I can use them to support things to put them together versus trying to go, no, I can help you. No, you can't. All you're doing is pissing me off.
That's why I buy furniture that's either pre-assembled or comes with somebody that delivers it that puts it together.
Together, yes.
Okay,
hell
I make
no,
my
I'm
furniture.
Putting together
but I
furniture.
Feel that, like, you know, at the time when I would get IKEA, when they're like, whatever they call it, the strudel that they, the sideboard that's the strudel.
What?
Yeah.
Well, no. You know how they name their furniture. It's like the strudel, the kukataka, whatever they name their shit.
Yes.
Look up the sideboard. Look up the shit that they name their pieces. Because I haven't, when Miss Thing and I were first off on our own, I got a dresser and a nightstand from IKEA. And it's called the I have no idea what the hell it's called. But yeah. And I have no idea what it's called.
That's awesome. Well, you guys, guess what we have next? The moment that we've all been waiting for. Hadley, oh my God, I'm so not surprised.
Toasty bun.
But we have Mistress K's hot seat. Mistress K Marie's mistress hot seat. Yeah? So why don't we jump into it? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
All right.
Your first question.
Right.
Have you... Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Nothing. I'm ready.
Okay. Have you ever been surprised when dating a masculine dude just to find out that he is a secret femboy or sissy?
No. My femdar and gaydar are pretty good. So no. My asshole radar took a few years to.
So relatable.
Yeah, that one took a little bit. So yeah, there is. Cece, there really is. Yeah, yeah, like, you know, the asshole dar, the ass dar. Yeah.
Brilliant.
But yeah, no, I have never, I've actually never been asked that. I've been asked a lot about guys I've dated, but that one I have been surprised by one or two smaller dicks. But I've never been surprised by a femme guy. So thank you for that one.
Absolutely. And number two, I like this one. This one made me giggle. How many of your radio shows did you do before you realized that you had no control over that chat room?
Okay. I control over the chat room. Okay. I do. I just give them a really long leash.
Very
okay.
Nice.
I do. And you know how I know I have control? Because when somebody else comes in and tries to get out of control, they snap into control real quick.
I like that. What is the saying? Walk softly, but carry a big stick?
Big stick, yes. Yes. They're just not, my chat room isn't like this chat room. Like, they're not organized and structured, and they're not doing a group task and stuff like that. Like, even once a month when we do trivia, which is a newer thing that we've done, like, we'll do a trivia once in a while and stuff like that, they kind of like throw out goofy little answers, you know, and they do some stuff like that. But for the brain, believe it or not, it's organized chaos. It's creative thinking. You know, they throw food porn up. They throw shit. So, but you know, it's not like they're taking over shit, you know. So that's probably from one of my guys.
Oh, absolutely! You know that was from one of your people.
It is from one of my guys. I love them to the moon and back, and they know it. So yeah, they know. And for those guys, like yeah, no cummies. They know it. So there you go.
And Miss K. Marie, why do they call you the Mistress of More?
Ah. Okay. So that is an amazing question. And I think whoever sent that in, thank you, because it is a question I've never been asked. I love, wow. Wow. Thank you. When I first got my blog, I'm one of the resident MILFs. I've been around a long time, but there's a lot. I'm a real life MILF. And as a single MILF, sometimes that tends to be an identity you get stuck with. But there's more to me than that. And so when we were going over blog names, that came up. And I love cuckolds. And I love my sissies. And I love my chastity slaves, and I love my strokers, and I love my mistress friends. So there is so much more to me than just being a MILF. And so when Mistress of More was a possibility, that just seemed to really fit. So
brilliant.
That is how it. Yeah.
I like so that answer.
Yeah, so that is that's the best I can come up with. So there's really not anything more to it than that. I mean, like I'm going in blind with these guys. I didn't want to know. So but that's really it. Mistress After Hours was really kind of to give you guys a peek at like us after hours, you know, a little lighter side of us.
I love it. Well, I don't know if we're going to ever know who submitted the next question. It is bound to be a mystery forevermore. But number four, if you were alone in a room with Miss Constance for only an hour, what would you like to do with that time? And feel free to share all the details.
Well, considering Ass Lady likes so much butt stuff, and as much as I like ass play, I'd sit down.
That's right. Because
I don't know if I can handle it. Maybe
I like that. Sit down. Don't give her none.
I might have to sit down. Can I tell you, if I could have an hour with maybe Miss Cotton, and then she got high.
That's when stuff got really wild.
I don't know. Since I met her, she's been talking about butt stuff. I don't know. I'd be a little scared. She might want to like do some freaky stuff with my no panties butt, which kind of like teases me and now gets me wet, and I might have to wear panties because I get so wet. but then I might just want to hang out with her.
Right, she's fun.
I know. I might have to get back with you on that.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah, because I might just like to hang out with my friend after, you know, because that might just be fun. But I think I'd definitely sit down, though, to read the room first.
Well, what is your style of domination?
Oh, I get asked. You would think I would be better at answering this after over a decade. I suck at answering this question. All right. I can tell you what I'm not. I'm not scripted. And it depends on the person I am talking to. I need to know who I am dominating because I need to play off of them. I am not a pushover and I am strict, but I am not scripted. I don't like the fluffernutters cannot come out and play. They are chilling for 5 minutes. I need to know how somebody engages, but I'm not somebody who likes to, I don't like necessarily assignments in the traditional sense. I'm not somebody who just gives a blank assignment. If you read any of my group blogs, you'll see that. They're very kind of like, okay, here you go. So they're more kind of played into what it is. It's not just, here is something that's very generic. So things are very personal. I don't like name calling just to sit there and randomly say it, but I don't like bullies. The only time you will ever see like a really ruthless side of me, be a bully. And I'll rip you apart. I don't care who you are. If you're a bully, if you're nasty to a dispatcher or you're anybody, I don't care who you are. The meanest, nastiest person you ever thought could exist, and no, you can't pay for that. And no, I'll block you. I probably have the shortest do not call list here. And there's no way to get off of it. So my, I guess the way to say it is get to know me. And that's how you find out my domination style. Mm. If that's, it's a really non-answer and I don't mean it to be.
That was a good answer.
Maybe after another 10 years, I'll be better at it.
Well, what is your favorite wine to go with your, now it says charcuterie board, but I know that it means charcuterie board.
This is another one of my guys from my chat, my coochie boards. My favorite overall wine, and this is new, my charcuterie boards. Yes. My favorite wine is medley wine, which is an organic wine. You can get from, it's called medley wine. It's at drinkmedley.com. And I like the Italian white. And it's, the French red is really good. The French rosé is really good. But the Italian white is my favorite because it just kind of goes with everything. Even though that I used to be really, like, reds were my favorite, but the white really kind of grew on me.
Brilliant.
Yeah. And can't love it enough. But if you if you're doing the coochie boards right, you can have a red and a white out. Just if it's a good enough day, why not have a red and a white?
Brilliant.
Yes.
And how did you get started as a phone dom, and what brought you to LDW?
Miss Harper, I can help you with that one because that's why I switched to medley. Well, we'll go back to me being a MILF. Miss Thing, as you guys all know, is I am a true MILF. Miss Thing is one of those overachieving athletes. And I used to be an accountant. And she outgrew all of the athletic her athletic abilities outgrew what was in our small area. And I had to drive over nearly an hour and a half one way to practice every day. Oh, not every day, but multiple times a week. And I stumbled and found some options and fit my skill set, also fit part of my sex life, but more my personality. It wasn't about my sex life so much. But I had friends that I have a friend of mine that was a femdom. I had friends in the lifestyle. I had dabbled a little bit in sex club, things like that, swinging. So I had friends in, you know, various aspects of the lifestyle. And when I was looking, LDW seemed to be the best fit for me. I met, you know, so I found LDW. And it, the rest is history, so to speak. And I have been here. And what's funny is when she got older and we hit college, I could have, you know, gone back to the office or done things. I don't think I'll leave ever. I can't imagine. I may do more things, but I have no desire to give it up. I have a desire to expand, but not give it up. Get that.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. I couldn't go back to the office.
Oh, same. I'm feral at this point.
Yeah. And like... that, I couldn't leave this community. I could. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't. It's not even about leaving. It's not even about being like confined to an office. I just couldn't leave this community.
Well, listen, we've got about 3 minutes left and we've got two questions to go through. So the number 8 is, do you like to make out? I think that it's a lost art. What are your feelings on making out, Miss K. Marie?
I do. If it is with, I kind of have, if you've ever seen Pretty Woman, kissing is only for certain people. And I do absolutely love it.
Yes.
With the right person. Yeah.
It's very intimate.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where, and I do, I actually really, really like it. Like, I get into it. That's a great question. I have not been asked that question ever, by the way. So whoever asked that, I've never been asked that.
And our last questioner, I should say, wants to know, what happens to you when you deny a man? Do you get excited? Does it make you tingle?
Sometimes. Yes. Yes.
And sometimes I'm really,
yes. And sometimes I'm really proud of them. If there's somebody who I've worked with for a long time and they're pushing their boundaries, if that makes sense. I feel like my trainer must feel when like I've upped a weight or went an extra mile. Like, you know, I'm like, oh my God, we did it. We did this together. I know that sounds strange, but like I have people, you know, they're like, hey, look, we've done this. And I'm like, we have. So if that's not, you know, there's, you know, and then I've got people that are like, hey, like, I didn't masturbate for a week and I used to masturbate. You know, they're just trying to push their limits. And I'm like, go you, we've done this. And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, hey, pretty cool. And they're like, can I come today? I'm like, no, you can come tomorrow. Cool. And then they're like, can I come today? And I'm like, no, I'm not in the mood. And they're like, but I want to. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but it really didn't sound like it. And it's just because I'm being a, I don't know. I just didn't want to.
Well, that's the fun of it.
I know. Sometimes it's just fun. Sometimes it just feels really, empowering. But sometimes it's really, really, really empowering to say,
I fucking agree. I really do. Well, excellent job, Ms. K-Marie. Fantastic job.
Thank you. I did have one little question that got messaged to me.
Yeah.
That asked me if dating is harder.
Longer,
because I've been a mistress for so long. Is dating harder? And yes and no, and I just don't date. But that's because, like, I'm kind of in, like, a selfish error just because I really like my life the way it is.
Fuck yeah for the selfish error.
Yeah, I just like to play, and the only person who gets sleepovers is the fluffernutter. Everybody else gets, you know, I'm done with you.
Perfect.
So, but yes, thank you for asking that. They just messaged real quick and said, I know it's kind of late for a question, but they asked if dating was harder.
Perfect. So, perfect. Well, we are just about out of time.
Thank you, everyone.
I did want to let everyone know that we have our annual Sissy Pageant in this server on the 19th. So definitely plan to be there with us. I would love to see every single one of you here out with us celebrating the annual Sissy Pageant. And any other quick announcements?
If you are participating in the Sissy Pageant, you have until we've officially expanded it because of the tech glitch from yesterday. But please get your pictures in on the Sissy Pageant group on EnchantrixEmpire.net as soon as possible. The original deadline was midnight on the 12th Eastern Time. We've expanded that. So, but don't take advantage. Don't be lazy. Come on, girls. I expect to see your smiling faces. And don't forget to get all your questions answered and get those all submitted so that we can celebrate you and your gender expression, fun, and games on July 19th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time in this server. See you there.
Yes. Anyone else?
Yeah. Just for everybody, just remember, I am the mistress of the month, so give me a call and you'll get your 5 free minutes.
Yes. Woo. And that's every single day this month, just so you guys know.
Yes. Yes. So if you need help with your sissy pageant, need a little coaching, a little shopping, I'm good with all that too.
Well, fantastic. Thank you guys so much for coming out. I had a great time with you guys. I did. I had a great time with the quiz. I think that was really fun.
Thank you for hosting, Miss Becky. This has been a great night. Thank you. And thank you, Miss K. Marie, for being in the hot seat.
Yeah, that was excellent. You did a fantastic job.
I will have a good weekend. Thank you for having me.
And thank you, everyone, for coming.
Have a great weekend, everyone. Take care.
Yeah. Except for Nacho Joe, you're not allowed to come.
That's right, Nacho Joe. Good night, everyone. See you next week. This same time, okay? Bye.
Bye. Bye.